Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. I want to thank God because you are there waiting for this program, Church on Air. Let me give God the glory for all his goodness and his mercies over our life over these days. To him be all the glory and honor, adoration and majesty, because our God is good and his mercies endure forever and ever. Thank God for your preservation. Thank God for God's provision in your life. Thank God because you are still alive up till now. Thank him for, you know, the marvelous things he's doing in your life. I say he will see you through in the name of Jesus. I say that he will help you, you know, throughout in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for all those, you know, giving testimonies and telling us, you know, about the impact of this program in their life. I thank God because, you know, God will continue to impact us and to bless us more and more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, last week, by the grace of God, we have been talking on, you know, curses. And we are sharing together on dealing with curses and its effect. And so today, by the grace of God, we shall continue. And I want you to take your paper and your Bible, you know, so that, you know, you can join meaningful points. And if you have questions after this broadcast, you are free to, you know, to write us or to phone us in any way. Today, we are going to talk on sources of curses. Because, you know, it's not only to know the ways through which curses enter into our life, but also to identify, you know, the cause and also to know the source. So today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at that area, you know, sources, ways through which curses enter into lives. And I have told you that, you know, if truly you are a Christian and you are working according to the dictates of the word of God, curse can never work over your life. But you see, everyone that is not in Christ or standing well in Christ, you know, curse can work upon their life. Now, let me say that there are different ways through which curses can enter into people's life. I will enumerate it now, and then I will now take it one by one. Number one is personal curses. You know, that's number one, personal curses. You know, number two is generational curses. Generational curses. And number three is accepting a curse on your bloodline. And number four is curses from the prophet. Number five is curses through their cost. Number six is cursing through ignorance of the word of God. Number seven is curses from man. And then the last, number eight, curses through self-infliction. Praise God. Now we are going to take them one by one. You know, today I can't finish everything, but you know, we are the time we take us. That's where we're going to stop. And by the grace of God, by next week, we shall continue again. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let us start with personal curses. Under personal curses, there are four ways again. Under personal curses, there are four ways. Number one is personal curses from God. Can you see? Curse can come from God. Some people don't know that. But I want you to know it today. You know, personal curses from God. Then number two is personal curses through sins, through your sin. You know, number three is personal curses through witchcraft. Then number four is accepting a curse on your own self. These are the four things we will discuss today, if time permit us. Now, I want you to follow very well, so that you'll be able to overcome and to neutralize or destroy any source that might enter into your life. Number one, you know, personal curses. Number one now is personal curses from God. Personal curses from God. You know, many curses from God are accomplished by divine decree, with no demonic interference. It is just like a decree. God told Adam, and he said, look, there are all these trees in the garden, and some you must not eat it. Can you see now? So, at the day you eat this one, you will die. You know, that is just regulation. So, the moment they disobey God, they enter into curse. As simple as that. Can you see now? So, in every way you disobey God, there will be personal curse coming to your life. I'm sure you are following me. So, you know, because the curses from God are not performed by demons. You know, it is not possible. Why? Because God is too pure and too holy to allow demon to help him. Do you understand that? So it is so curses from God. They are like decrees that says, if you do this, this will happen to you. If you break this law, this will happen to you. And that is why you must be careful. You must live a life of total obedience to God, so that you know these curses will not manifest in your life. Let's see the Bible in Jeremiah chapter 11. Let's read verse 3. Yes, Jeremiah 11, verse 3.
And say that unto them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant.
Obey not. Can you see? You see, he said, cursed be the man. You see, who does not obey the word of God. So the moment you transgressed, you move away, you disobey the word of God, you enter to curse. In fact, disobedience of the word of God leads to curse. So that is why, you know, you must obey every word. You must live to obey every word from the word of God. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So when God said this, he wants you to obey. The moment you disobey, you are bringing curse, personal curse into your life. You know, so we have personal curses. Now, let me continue on this personal curses. You know, can we look at the scriptures in the book of Deuteronomy 27? Let's read from verse 17 to 21. Deuteronomy 27, 17 to 21, yes.
Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that perverted the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say amen.
Wow, can you see, you know, what brings curse? Now, God has given a decree on this line that nobody must do this. You know, number one, he said, curse be it that removeth his neighbor's landmark. When, you know, you want to shoot people, you know, you want to remove where, you know, your land, it ends. You now want to shift it, you know, you want to shift your neighbor in a way. You know, God said, such person is a curse. Can you see now? He said again that curse is it that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. Well, somebody told me the story. One man was going to Lagos. He's not even blind. He asked for the way to Suru Leri. They show him another way, you know, to another place. You know, God is angry. God is against all this type of life. You know, he said that cursed be he that perverted the judgment of a stranger, fatherless and widow. God doesn't play with widows and fatherless, and even the strangers. No, he doesn't play with them. You know, Bible says, cursed be he that lied with his father's wife, because he uncovered his father's skirt. Wow. So there is curse. We are still coming to this point seriously. There is personal curse based on what you are doing. What you are doing can bring curses to your life. You know, when you engage in things that God have decreed that you must not do, and you are doing them, it will bring curse to your life. Hallelujah. The number two thing under this personal curses is curses through sin. No, causes through sin. Personal causes through sin. You know, involvement in sin can bring curse upon our lives. Can you see? Involvement in sin. So many Christians, you know, who have had a rugged past may at one time or the other double into something sinful and open door for sin to come in. That is why the Bible says we must examine our ways. You know, in the book of 2 Corinthians 13 by 5, he says, examine your way. Can you see now? Every person is responsible for his or her lifetime on earth, knowing that there are consequences to sinful actions and there is blessing to good actions. Can you see now? There are, you know, causes for sinful actions. That is why, you know, you must think of Gehazi. We are going to talk about that very soon. Gehazi, you know, who because of personal sin, you know, received curse. He became a leper. Can you imagine that? You know, so you must be careful of what you are doing. You know, you must be careful. Number three thing, you know, is personal causes by witchcraft. Before we discuss on that, I will see you after this timeout.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, witches or wizards or satanic agent can curse somebody. Can you see now? You know, I saw it one day somewhere. You know, I saw a group of people. They are a satanic agent, and they bring the photograph of somebody into their midst, and all of them, they were cursing the person in that picture. I was dazed when I saw them. It was the meeting, you know, and they were just cursing, raining curses, you know. So what is the meaning of this? That, you know, witches and wizards can curse somebody. But you know what? When you are in Christ, no, it can't work upon you. Can you see that? Because the Bible says, curses shall not come. You know, when you are in Christ, no matter the spell, the Bible says there is no divination against, you know, Jacob, neither, you know, spell against Israel. It can't work upon you. And that is why, you know, you must stand in Christ. Can you see that? So, you know, when they want to perform this course, you know, they will need some things. You know, in their spiritual realm, they may need your name, they may need your date of birth, they may need, you know, your picture. They will need something that they will use to get across to you. But let me tell you, all your pictures on satanic altar, all your names or the names of your children that they put on their altar, as from now, it will not have effect in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not have it. It will have effect in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. I cover, you know, everything, your children with the blood of Jesus Christ. So when they even take your name or, you know, your picture or your date of birth or anything to their altar, it will never work in Jesus' name. Now, apart from curses from witchcraft, we also have, you know, accepting a curse on your own life. You know, a lot of people, you know, they bring curse upon themselves in the simplest way, you know, by self-proclamation with words from their mouth. Through their mouth, they bring curse upon themselves. Let's read the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 6, I want us to read verse number 2. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2, yes.
Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth.
Under this particular passage, you bring curse through what you say. What you say, you know, like what? You say, I am broke. You say, I'm better off. Let death come. You know, you say, we are like cat and dogs in a marriage relationship. You just talk nonsense. You know, you say, this thing will never work for me. It can work for other people, it can never work for me. The word you speak is attracting demon. Can you read Proverbs? Proverbs chapter 18. Let's read verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21, yes.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love you shall eat the fruit thereof.
You will eat the fruit. You know, death and life. You know, death when you speak wrong words. Life when you speak the word of God. That is why you must always speak the right words. You know, because every word you speak is attracting something. It's either it's attracting life or death. It's either it is bringing curse or blessing. So you must be mindful of what you say. All that you say, Aramio, yeah, you know those things. You know, Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. All you have to say is, I feel strong today. Not that, I have typhoid, I have this. Who say you have it? Do you understand? Now, these are the reasons why, you know, I want you to be very, very careful, you know, so that you will not bring curse against your life. When we are talking about curses by witchcraft the last time, you know, when a curse is sent against you, and it cannot touch you, probably cannot touch you, that cause will linger, looking for a way to get at you. And when he can't get at you, the demons will be working hard to find your weaknesses so as to use it to cause you to fall into sin. So the demon will be there lingering, you know, looking for your weak point that through which they can enter into you. But when they will not start to manipulate you to be able to work upon you. But I tell you that if they can't find sin to you, they cannot enter into you. I just went to that so that you know, you will understand one of those things. So personal causes can come from God. When you break his law, when you break his word, can you see that? Or personal causes can come through sin. When you continue to engage yourself in sin, personal causes can come through witchcraft spirit when they are causing you, you know, the agent of darkness. You know, one woman told me and said that he dreamt she was pregnant and then she saw people causing a baby in the womb. I said, what? It cannot stand. We have to pray to change it. Can you see that? And you know, personal cause can come when you accept a cause on yourself by the word you speak. Now let's continue. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to another source of cause called generational cause. As you can hear, causes can come upon a person by inheritance from the family bloodline. So under generational causes, we have number one, inherited bloodline. You know, that is to say that because you come from that family and that family is cursed, then you carry curse. Do you understand that? So when you see a family cursed, then you marry from that family, you are cursed too. Because curses spread. Now let me say this one. When a man dies, you know, or when your father dies, your mother, you inherit both the assets and the liability. You know, physically you take everything. Also spiritually, you take everything. Are you following me now? You take everything. So you take both the curses and the blessings. But people don't know this. You know, that's why, you know, you must be born again. Because if you are not born again, they will tell you they are there for anybody who is in Christ is a new creature. All things has passed away. Behold, all things have become. It is true. But have you forgotten that many a times, when you go to the hospital, doctor will even ask you, this sickness in you, has it happened to your mommy, to your daddy, anybody in your family? They will ask you, this barrenness in you, is anybody in your family who is what? Who is barren? So even because, you know, it go with gene. Oh, how we should understand. You know, this is a generational cause. Let's read, you know, Lamentation chapter 5, verse 7. You know, because it is demon transferred through genetic information. You know, demon transfer through genetic information. Yes.
Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities.
Again.
Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities.
So they carry the iniquity of their father. Even though their father has gone. Even though their father is dead. Can you see now? Even though their mother is no more. But see, they are carrying, you know, the curses, the iniquities of the father. You know, the word generation comes from the word gene, which is the DNA material of all life. So it means general causes are placed in the gene of the family bloodline. You know, generational causes. That's why you see some family, you see barrenness, you see blindness, you see tuberculosis, you see all sorts of things. It needs to be happening to some individuals at every generation in that family. But your family is over. Anything that is wrong, anything that is bringing, you know, a satanic manifestation in your family, either blindness, either poverty, you know, or any form of sickness, tuberculosis, or anything. Today, as you are hearing this word, it has come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what am I saying this morning is that, you know, when there is a general cause, the demons goes down from family to family. Are you seeing that? And sometimes it is hard to cast out family demons. Why? Because they have entered the bloodline. But thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that can wash it off. So when you have inherited, you know, general causes for your bloodline, you start to see it's in your gene. You know, that's why when you go to the hospital, doctor will tell you that. So don't agree with people that are like, no, once you are in Christ, you are a new creature. All things have passed away. Let me tell you, you know, you still have to work. You still have to work upon that area in your life. Don't just say, oh, Jesus has passed away. You know, thank God you have given life to Jesus. You need to visit, you know, the deliverance center for them to cleanse you. I told somebody, I said, when you want to get married, there are two people you must visit. Number one, you must visit a marriage counselor who will give you some information about the journey you want to undertake because you have never walked that way before. Number two, you must visit a deliverance center so that any curse or any covenant that has been over you, knowingly or unknowingly, they can be terminated. Today, as you hear this broadcast, as you hear the word of life, every curse that is in your bloodline has come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. The number two way that the sexual curse can come to you is through sin, family sin. Like we read in that Lamentation 5, number 3. True sin. True sin, you know, curses can come into your life. I remember a story that once told. Every first boy in this family was dying. Every first boy dying. There's another one. Every first girl, they are barren. In that family, they even brought that one to Christian Dominion Network Ministries. Every first girl, you know, they will die. Why? Because there's a sin. One told me, said, they told me that their forefathers, you know, wanted to be king at all cost. And they said, if you are a king, if you want to be king at all cost, your firstborn in all generations will die. He said, firstborn, let them die, Joe. All I want is this king. He became the king, and all the firstborn were dying, you know, until the firstborn came to Christian dominion, that God helped them to take away that curse that is affecting their family. That was how, you know, the curse was destroyed. So we have generational curse through sin, you know. That was what the disciples of Jesus were saying in the book of John, chapter 9. In verses 1 and 3, John chapter 9, 1 to 3, yes.
And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Wow. And you see, because they know that, you know, the boy can be blind through parental sin. And that is why, you know, as a parent, be careful. Why? Because what you are doing will be transferred to your children. Bible says God visiting the iniquities of father upon the children to the third and fourth generation. You know, some things you are doing, do you know that it is your children you are doing upon? They are the one that will inherit it. There are some things you are doing. You know, you have sin in the Bible. And God says, okay, I will not destroy right now. I will visit it upon his children. Some things you are doing right now, that it is your children that will receive the penalty. That is why you must be careful in doing all sort of evil things you are doing. Because you have children and these things is coming upon you. Let me give you one more before, you know, that generational curse. Number three thing, I told you that generational curse, we have inherited from bloodline. We have generational curse through sin. And then the last one for today, another generational curse is from God. You know, some people do not believe that Almighty God can curse a person. And he can. Like in Isaiah chapter 34, in verse 5. Isaiah 34, verse 5. Say, for my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down on Edom and upon the people of my curse to judgment. Can you see? So, you know, God is saying there that, look, oh, my sword is coming, God of judgment. Can you see? He's a God of judgment. You know, so people are saying, God is too good to curse us. Wow. In the Bible, we see repeatedly when God placed the original curse on certain people. We saw it. Example was with David. You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10. You know, we saw the story of Elisha and Gehazi and Naaman. You know, we see a general curse that was placed on Gehazi's bloodline. 2 Kings chapter 5:27.
The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow.
God, it's a pity we don't have time. I'm sure you know the story very well. But one thing you should know is this, that the curse of God attracted as a result of disobedience to the word and to commandment, to the command of God. So, you know, this man called Gehazi received curse upon himself and upon his generation. When you see lepers today, you think of who? Of Gehazi. I pray for you that it is well with you and that you are out of every curse. I will see you again next week on this topic. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.